Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Jacob Ford with MFIT Technology Solutions. Welcome, Jacob.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your company, your technology company.
So I've been in the IT industry for 15 years now, 11 years actually running my own business. Technology has always been one of those things that has interested me from a middle school kid playing around with, you know, the old MS-DOS back
yes,
in the day.
Yes.
To now where we're at with Windows 11 and, you know, many additional operating systems in between that. And just, it's always been interesting since, you know, stepping into my own role of owning MFIT Technology Solutions. And we've actually acquired several companies over the years and, you know, adding more services as we go along. And it's just interesting to get into it, bring it into a business and let them know what technology can do for them, help streamline their operations, make their day-to-day life easier, you know, running their business and not be scared of it. Because it's funny when you talk to people, a lot of people are scared of technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's ever changing. I think that's why they're so scared.
It is ever changing and it's very difficult to keep up with. I mean, I can't say we know everything because we learn something new on a daily basis and it's because it changes and you've got all of these different styles of technologies and systems you can work with, and trying to keep up with that can be overwhelming at times. But that's the reason why I started it is, you know, we try to keep up with that change, that ever evolving door, as you almost want to call it, with technology, and bring that information to businesses. Like, here's the newest technology. Here's how it's going to help you. Here's how we can streamline your, you know, solutions and make it work for you. And, you know, you focus on what you do best, running your business and growing it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that technology. That's what we do.
So with MFIT Technology Solutions, you are a one-house stop, from my understanding, correct?
That is correct. So we handle anything from just basic technology, you know, hey, my computer's being slow. I can't print.
Yep.
You know, I think I have a virus. You know, we get that a lot as well. So we handled that along with, you know, cybersecurity. I know everybody hears that right now.
Yep.
It's, you know, cybersecurity. We got to be secure, protect your information. And you have to. It's that world in its own is
it's a scary monster, yes.
Aside from, you know, just regular technology. So we deal with the cybersecurity, you know, down to like hosted VoIP, PBX, SIP trunking. We have our own system we built several years ago that we're ever evolving. That system also allows us to tie into, you know, other business applications you have, such as like CRMs, things like that. Allows you to see customers' information as they're calling in. You can see all their interactions you've ever had with that customer. Makes, you know, your team a little bit more efficient to, you know, run the business, see what's going on, you know, down to physical security needs. So, you know, security cameras, alarm systems, protect your physical security and assets, as we like to call them.
Yeah.
You don't want that, you know, being taken advantage of either. So we deal with that down to recently in the last 6 months, we've launched the ability now to do website hosting, web design, and anything, basically anything in between that, anything based around technology, honestly, is, you know, we handle it all. You know, we prefer to be that one-stop shop. You call one place and you're like, hey, I'm having a problem. Our team engages. We get it resolved for you and you're back in business or you've never seen that interruption at all.
Yeah. So you're talking, when they call y'all's business, they're talking to people here based in, you know, in the U.S., in Texas, in our area that can help them. And that is something I think that is very vital right now. And I think that's very important. With these businesses that y'all are connecting with, what size of company, like if somebody's just starting out or if they already have a large business, how does something of that nature work with y'all?
So we deal with businesses of all sizes, you know, anywhere from one to two operation to, you know, 40 plus. We look at it in our eyes, regardless if you have 40 employees, or you have two employees, you're the same. Your company is still important. Your company still has to run. So just because you're smaller doesn't mean you don't need the same assistance as somebody with 40 employees.
Exactly.
Because that technology runs your business. I mean, I don't know of a business that probably doesn't have some sort of technology that they're using on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yes.
And, you know, they still need that help as well. So we, you know, we we design our services to match whatever size businesses it is, and we have the ability to scale that up as mm-hmm. you grow.
Now, I know before we started this conversation, we were briefly talking about your cloud host. Like, you created something in the, I don't know the proper terminology there, but the thing in the cloud, like, you created something, the thing in the cloud that everyone's so, like, amazed. I'm just, like, amazed that you created something. So I know you were talking about that. Can you briefly discuss that?
So basically, we created our own phone system, better known as VoIP, or Voice over Internet Protocol is mm-hmm. the terminology for it. Hosted communications, hosted PBX. There's a lot of different names that people call it. Basically, it is a phone system, of course, that runs across the internet, and it's redundant across many different regions as we have it built. So we have four different regions across the U.S. that we built it in. So basically West, Central, East, and then we mm-hmm. have a mountain area mm-hmm. that we built in as well. So it is always up and running for you. Even if you don't have internet at your office, say your ISPs went down because of construction in the area, you have the ability on your phone with a mobile app to mm-hmm. dial back in. Your phones are still ringing. Your clients are still able to get a hold of you. You're able to make outbound calls without them ever having your cell phone number because it shows up just like your business number. So we built that, you know, like I said, about 3 years ago. We started it out small. Recently, in the last probably 12 months, I think it was, we added the ability. I think we have a little over 400 integrations now to systems that we can build into things like Salesforce, mm-hmm. HubSpot, Zoho CRM, and a lot of different things. Some of our service industries use things like House Call Pro. We can build into that to where it's automatically pulling up their information. But the main reason why we built that is because it's ours. Nobody else operates off of that. We control it. We're able to provide that level 1, 2, and 3 support when you're having an issue and you're not like, okay, calling whoever's providing it. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you need to get your IT person involved. And then the IT person's involved. And you're like, okay, well, everything's working here. So now we got to get with them. So it just cuts out all the extra hoopla, as I like to call
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yes. And the middleman.
Actually, you know, in the way that we built it to be very cost effective, you know, on average, saving anywhere from 30% to 40%, if not more, over what their current costs are, you know, because we did our pricing model very mm-hmm. different, you know, because that's the core function of a business, if you think about it,
yeah.
is phones.
Yeah.
And people need to be able to call in, you need to be able to call out. And so that's why we built that is, you know, one, it's always running for you. Two, it saves you money. Three, you deal with somebody local and you're not dealing with somebody in a call center and you hear 20 people in the background and you're
yep.
like, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. And then you're frustrated and then you're calling us and like, hey, we don't have any phones. We need help. So
exactly.
we built that just to make it a lot easier for everybody.
That is, I think, so neat and so interesting about your company. I find that just so intriguing that you just built that. Like, I can't, like, my brain cannot comprehend that in a way. I think it's very interesting. So with a company, if they already have technology right now in their office, mm-hmm. but they're looking at talking to you, how does that work? Can they stay with the same like phone that they have? Do you come in and bring new technology? How does that work?
So a lot of times, like if it's a company that's never done business with mm-hmm. us before, typically I like to do an on-site visit with them. I want to see what are their current technology solutions they have in place. What are their current plans? What are their future plans? Mm-hmm. And then I take that and I'm like, let's see, this is what you're telling me. This is where you want to go. This will suffice you for right now, mm-hmm. but in the next year to 2 years, however long you're telling me you want to grow, then we're going to have to start changing these. We'll support whatever technology is in place, but eventually we will be like, hey, you know, this technology is reaching end of life. Let's look at, you know, replacing it. And that's also one of the great things that I do like to do with businesses that do come on to us and we're, you know, handling all of their services is towards the end of the year, usually the last quarter of the year, is I like to do a business plan with them. Mm-hmm. Is you've told me now this is what you're wanting. Okay, has anything changed? Is this what you're wanting to do next year? You know, okay, you've got equipment that's end of life, no longer going to be supported. So we need to put X amount of dollars in for budget for technology, X amount for, you know, expansion for new technology, and work that with them because a lot of places want to know what that cost is up front.
Yeah.
And it helps them plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if they know that ahead of time, we can work with them and go through that And but we're there every step of the way to help them out. You know, we already know what their plans are. We've done these reviews. We're helping them get to where they need to go, you know, and it just makes it easier on them.
I love that. So, Jacob, our time here is ending. So can you please tell our audience how they can reach you, how they can find more information about your business, and how they can contact you?
Sure. So we're actually listed on all the social media profiles, MFIT Technology Solutions. You can also visit our website at www.mfittech.com. Has all of our contact information on there as well, all of our social media handles. Our phone number is 866-634-8832. We do have a local phone number, 903-872-3377. That number is also text enabled. So a lot of people love texting. So we have the texting in place. So you can reach us on any of those. You can call our office. You can text us. Our website also has a live chat feature. You can chat with any of us through that. You may not get me. You may get somebody on our team. If you're wanting to have, you know, a conversation to evaluate your business, how we can help you out, all that information will be routed to me and we'll schedule that in person.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jacob, for joining me today. If you somehow missed that information, please feel free to give us a call at the Waxahachie Chamber at 972-935-0539. We'll talk to you later. Bye.